good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I'm here with Peter McCulson, resident of Sutton and founder of McCulson Brewing in Montreal, who is going to be speaking to us about his new book launch, with his book being entitled Brewing Better Beer, The Story of Saint-Ambroise and the Birth of Quebec Craft Brewing. Peter, thank you so much for being here with us today, and please start off by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself, because I know originally you're not an author. So please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm not an author, and I'm really not originally a townships person either. I sort of grew up in Lachine outside of Montreal, and I've been sort of fiddling around by making beer and, you know, as an amateur for years and years, and I worked at Dawson College for 13 years and then started the brewery back in 1989, which is a while ago. And we were sort of one of the very first small breweries, and it was an exciting time to be in business in a really what was a new industry again. And we had a lot of fun, built an interesting business, and had a lot of amusement along the way. A lot of that is portrayed in the book, and it was fun writing the book. A different process, obviously, sitting there thinking hard, writing, rewriting, and I think that the product, the book itself, is interesting. I think people who have interest in small business and local business and beer in general would find it fun to read.
And you mentioned to me before we started the interview that you sold the brewery in 2013.
Yes.
And so what pushed you to write this book and to become a published author exactly?
Well, you know, I'd always planned to do a book on the brewery, and it was just a question of time. I really started writing sort of in broad terms in 2018 during the pandemic, as all of us had a lot more time on our hands. I used that time to sort of get this thing done, and I wanted to do it because it is an interesting industry, and it's perhaps one of the first industries that was really focused on local, and I think all of us now are aware how significant local productions and products are and how good they are for our communities to buy that sort of thing. So I thought it was an interesting tale to tell, and you can just see the growth of the industry in the village here. We have, you know, you've got the brewery down the road, you've got two brew pubs in Sutton, you've got a brewery in Shefford, you've got a brewery in Dunham, you have a brewery in Farnham. So you can see the impact that we had and others that started early on in the game had on brewing in Quebec and in Canada and in North America, in fact. So, yeah, so that's why I wrote the book.
Okay, and what can people expect when they begin to dive into your pages?
The title sort of leads one to believe possibly it's a how to make beer book or how to make better beer. That's really not what it's about. It's about a couple, myself and Ellen Bowser, my wife, starting a business from scratch, all of the trials and tribulations you go through. And there's a focus, obviously, on beer and the history of beer, the history of beer in Quebec, and the way brands are developed. There's a whole there's sections on marketing, and there's sections on our involvement within the community. So it covers different aspects of what a business can be, and I think what a business should be. And there's a fair amount of humor in there. Obviously, you can read about the high points, the low points, the scary points that we went through. It's a selection of interesting things.
So it seems like it's almost a little bit personal as well. Are there any details in the book that you would like to highlight for people that you think would be interesting?
Well, I mean, yes, it is personal in the sense that, you know, my family came over, my Scottish side came over in 1920. So I talk a bit about the experiences my family had coming to Quebec and sort of the impact on me, I think, and the way things developed. I still, in some ways, relate to myself as a newcomer, an immigrant, and I focus on that to a degree in the way we sold beer, how we sold beer, the relationships we developed within the small. It is personal in the sense that, in the case of Ellen, my wife, talks about her background, her deep Quebec roots, as well as her English-Canadian roots, and how she came to being a brewer early. You got to remember that back then, being a brewer, let's say 30 years ago roughly, was not an obvious choice for a woman, and the industry wasn't necessarily ready for it either. So that's part of the story, I think, an important part of the story as well.
And what sort of impact do you hope your book will have on people who decide to read it.
Well, I'm really hoping that people get an insight into what it's like to build a business, how much commitment it takes for entrepreneurs of all stripes to build something from nothing, the risks that they undertake, the amount of hard work that it takes to do it, but it's an enriching life. And I think that the entrepreneurial life is something that is very important to us as a community to create jobs and to create richness within our society. So I think that that's really an undertone throughout the book, is how significant small businesses can be and how important they are within the fabric of our communities. So really, I think the readers will find that out as they read through it. Local is good. I'm a strong believer in buying local and supporting industries that are local.
Okay. And I know that you have a book launch coming up as well here in the village at Brome Lake Books. So can you tell us a little bit about that and when that will be taking place?
Yeah, it's going to be on the 19th, which is a Thursday evening. It's a 5:00. I'll be there signing books. I'm going to drag along some of the beers that I started, but also I'm interested in also bringing some beers that are now made in our community here along. To have a very small taste. It's really just an opportunity to see other people in the community, to hopefully buy a book and to say hello to me. And I'll have a chance to say hello to everybody else. It'll be a really nice time.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Peter, that you think would be important for people to know.
After selling the business, I've gone on to create a business in the spirits, in the world of spirits. And so it's not a critical thing. It's something which has been keeping me busy, and that's making gin. And making single malt whiskey. You know, I am an entrepreneur by nature. It gives me great pleasure to develop new things, make new things, see how people receive them. The same way the book is like that. Continuing to try new stuff is, I think, the spice of life.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Peter, for speaking to us. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.